Indiana hosted Xavier for the final fall exhibition of 2025 at Bart Kauffman Field late Sunday. The Hoosiers and Musketeers played 16 innings of baseball that Indiana dominated with a score of 20-2. Nine innings were pitched by Hoosier freshmen, recording five 1-2-3 innings. The offensive highlights of the day included home runs by Caleb Koski and Hogan Denny. Chris Feeney and I met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
So, Coach, why don't we just start off with talking about, you had nine innings pitched by freshmen today.
Yeah.
And they only gave up one run.
Yeah.
And six of those were 1-2-3 innings.
Yeah.
So just talk about that group and what they did today.
Yeah. Going into this, the fall, we wanted to allow some of the upperclassmen to be able to transition out of some of the live stuff to work on just the physicality and pitch design and those things, but also to open up the ability for our young guys to compete and to pitch more, have more extended innings, and went into the fall with that plan, and to watch them really be able to execute from compared to a couple weeks ago when you played against Ball State to today, I was really pleased with their ability to get the fastball to both sides of the plate, land an off-speed pitch, manage the innings, manage runners, create some weak contact, and then work their way through it. They've just done a really good job of being able to pitch to the expectation and the standards that we hold for them and they hold for themselves, but you still have to go in to do it. And so they were really good today. When you have a plan and it comes together, that part's always nice. It doesn't always work out as well as today as sometimes you would maybe hope. But from that standpoint, I was really happy for them because we've been really hard. We've been really hard on them. We've really pushed them. We've had a really, really high level of expectation because they're capable of that. And then you got to keep putting them in the arena, in the environment, and they really stepped up. And you could see their conviction and their belief today, and that level of execution was really good.
As far as the offense, we had the real big inning in the first, half of this exhibition.
Yeah.
But then also in the second half, you had a lot of consistent innings.
Yeah.
I think only two innings we didn't score in the last eight innings. What do you think about the bats?
Yeah, I thought we were fine. We left a lot out there. I think today we did what we're built to do, which is to pitch it well, to play really good defense, and to be dutiful offensively. And so we've got to have better direction. Some of those guys in the middle, their direction's a little bit off, pulling off balls and expand the zone a little bit. And so it didn't allow us to really – that one big inning was how you really want. You stole some bases, you have some walks, some backside hits, some doubles in the gap, and you have a big inning. And so we want to be more up-tempo like that. And so I think that's the one area we really left something to be desired offensively. And we did a fine job, but we have to get better. And so we had some weak contact with guys, in first and second that will probably be double play balls. And so we're going to have to kind of hammer down here offensively and have more quality contact and do a better job with guys in on base and scoring position. We're trying really hard to be more aggressive on the bases. And so you've got to be able to finish the innings. But overall, in totality, we were better than we were 3 or 4 weeks ago. But there's another couple of levels we're going to have to go to offensively to make it work. We're going to hit a few homers, but we're not necessarily built to hit the ball to the ballpark like maybe we have been in the past. And so that means you can't give away outs, and you can't hit in double plays, and you can't leave guys on in scoring position. Because you're just not going to have necessarily the instant offense. But to your point, hopefully what we have is we have a more consistent offensive pressure so we can score, one and two continuously. And then hopefully we can open a couple of those innings up by always having guys on base and being really dutiful with guys in scoring position, maybe some more pressure on the bases with the running. And then we get to our 7 or 8 runs a game. A little bit differently, and so we're going to have to get better at it. But it's still a young group, so I want them to play a lot, and so there is a lot of meat on the bone for them and for us. But we do have to get better in that area. But overall, I thought we were fine. We just kind of have to take that next step.
And as someone who we're used to putting the ball in the gap a lot is Jake Hanley.
Yeah.
But today's his defense, I thought, really stood out. Scoops at the base, the throw that was way over his head, and he was able to get it.
Yeah.
Have you seen him take some big strides with his D here in the fall?
Yeah. The thing that we've really worked on with Jake at first, Jake was really good last year. But Jake's throwing. He's been able to pick it well and get off the bag a little bit. But I've really pressured him to be able to throw the ball, and that to be able to turn two. You know, we have a runner on first and second and one out. The ground ball to his right. There were times last year where he wasn't as comfortable throwing that lead out, and we're going to need those double plays. And so we've really challenged him to throw the ball better, and it didn't show itself essentially as much today. Wasn't given the opportunity, but he's really become a much better thrower, a much more confident thrower. But yeah, he's done a good job defensively during his time, but has really taken another step, and that's what he needs to do to be able to really, again, if we're going to pitch and play defense and do those things, every opportunity we get to turn two, we got to take it. And every opportunity we get to go in the four hole and make a play and throw the ball across to the pitcher, we're going to have to take those plays. And he's done a good job, and he's getting better, and he's a great learner. He's a great kid, and he wants to get better. And so he's been able to allow, I'm coaching the infielders to be challenged and to be pushed and to be uncomfortable and to be, held to his capabilities. And he's gotten better, and it allows you to coach the whole group. When you can coach your best player or one of your best players hard, you can coach the whole group hard.
And then we saw a lot of the freshman pinch hitters you were putting up there. Yeah. I know a lot of them walked, which showed that they had good approach. Yeah. But what are some of the freshman bats that you're excited about?
I really, really like Davian. I think he's going to be really good. He's a great learner. He's smart. He's talented. He's very capable. And he's a sponge. You know, he really falls in line with some of those other young, really good hitters that we have had in their ability to learn and apply the information. I think Cal Gates is going to be a really good one. Cal's made some swing adjustments, and that's a hard thing to do. He's a really good high school player. And so we've asked him to make a few adjustments. He's been a dutiful learner, and I think he's going to be a really good hitter for us as well. And then Mateo, I think Mateo is going to do it. He's gotten a lot better defensively. He played all three infield spots tonight, turned a really good double play, but he's gotten a lot better offensively as well. And Miles Madore only got one at bat tonight, walked, but he's been really good offensively in our scrimmages. And so he's had a couple homers and played well. I think Miles is going to have a chance to do it as well. And there's a couple other guys in there that are talented and capable, but I would say there's three or four guys right now probably are a little further ahead in the pack from an offensive standpoint. And like you said, you just got to keep getting them in there. And, I'm trying to pick spots for them to get in, but while also letting those sophomores play as much as they can. Because you got to get those guys to that junior and senior level of experience and repetition, because they're going to carry the brunt of the load this year. But those young guys, when they got in, they were dutiful, and we got to improve over the next month like we did the last month, and then just keep stacking up those weeks, and I think those guys will do it for us. Give us some depth at least.
And now, obviously, the fall ball season's over.
Yeah.
We've had the Grand Parker Ball State. We have the Xavier. What would you say you took from the two games combined? What have you learned from the guys?
I think the two things that we really wanted to focus on were our ability to execute fastballs to both sides, to be better, had to be deeper on the mound. We've had good pitching. We've had nine guys drafted between our current and incoming guys the last 2 years. So we've been top heavy in that way. Just to be able to sustain injury. If things go wrong, can we still have the depth and manage the week? So we're building that. We have to be intentional about building that. You have to put guys in the environments to be able to build that. And so I think you've seen a really nice growth over the fall in that. And then our ability to play really good defense. We've really pushed our ability to play defense. I think we made probably one error today, and it was actually on the great play from Koski down the line. And he throws the ball to third, and we don't complete the catch. But he's out at third. We don't make that play. But that was, I think, you play 16 innings and make one error in 16 innings with a bunch of young guys and a bunch of different guys out there. I was really pleased with our ability to execute on the mound and then play defense. I thought our catching was really good. TJ Schuyler hurt his wrist a couple weeks ago, so he was out today. He clearly didn't play. But our catching was, I thought, really good. We caught the ball, received the ball really well. Didn't have a chance to throw a ton, mostly because our pitchers were able to hold the run game. So our catching was good. You got four different catchers in there, and you wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have known TJ was out, and you wouldn't have known you caught four different guys. Two sophomores, a freshman, and Joe got in there as a senior at the end, and we caught the ball really well. So our ability to execute on the mound and our ability to play really good defense was our main focus, and we did that. Offensively, we pressured a lot. We didn't break through as much as we would like to. But we were on the cusp of doing that. And now we have to really go and improve over the next several weeks. But we spent a lot of our time on executing and playing defense. And so we got a lot better. And now we have to keep that level of execution defensively, build more depth with our young guys defensively, and then get better offensively as we go. But that's, you know, we like to pride ourselves in our offensive development. So I feel confident about being able to do that. But yeah, I would say the main thing is that we set a goal to improve our depth on the mound and to be able to withstand. Hopefully we don't have injuries, but if we do, we have the depth to withstand it, and then to get a lot better defensively. And we execute those two things. And now we've got to take the next step offensively, I would say. And so in totality, it's a great group. You know, I've talked to the umpires and, you know, a lot of the umpires had my dad when he was a high school coach, and they've known me since I was 10 years old. So they always check in. How are you doing? How's the team? How's the group? I said, man, I really love the group. It's a great group of kids. They listen. They learn. We've gotten so much better. There's great, you know, great camaraderie. And I know it's the fall. But we run a tough fall, and you know, it's an uncomfortable, hard fall. And so if you were going to kind of see the group pull apart, you would start to see it a little bit, and there was none of that. So, you know, from a collective standpoint of the environment, of the culture or the camaraderie, it's felt really good. So it's been a really fun team to coach. They've allowed us to really push them hard. I mean, I've pushed them hard. I've really, really challenged them. And there were some days they probably didn't like seeing me too much. But to see them grow as much as they have, it makes you really proud of them. And hopefully they see that and are proud of themselves, because they should be. And they've done a good job. And now we go to the next phase and just keep working just as hard, but just in a little bit different, in a little bit different focus.
Indiana will start the 2026 season on Friday, February 13th. Location and opponent yet to be announced. See you at the BART.